Chapter 3 Mirror, Mirror, Bolted to the Wall. One step. Creak. Two steps. Creak. Three. Creak. I stop on the very bottom stair and look across the basement at the huge and creepy mirror. It's still huge and creepy, but other than that, it looks perfectly fine. There is not a single crack in the mirror. I say, we're going back to bed, now. I never said it was cracked, Jonah says. I said it was hissing. He approaches the mirror, getting so close his breath turns the glass foggy. It must have stopped when I left. I stay where I am, taking in every last detail of the antique mirror that previous owners left behind. It's twice the size of me. The glass part is clear and smooth. The frame is made of stone and decorated with carvings of small fairies with wings and wands. I don't know why the old owners didn't take it with them, except, well, it's creepy. And attached to the wall, with big, heavy Frankenstein bolts. In the reflection, I see my shoulder-length curly brown hair, my lime-green pajamas, my striped slippers. Only there's something off about my reflection, so I turn away. I don't know what exactly, but it's weird. It's not hissing, I say, checking out the rest of the basement. Black leather couch, desk, swivel chair, lots and lots of bookshelves, all filled with my parents' old law books, which they never look at but don't want to throw away. Mom and Dad are both lawyers. Unlike me, neither of them wants to be a judge. For the record, I'm going to be a really great judge, because I'm all about peace and order. I'll make sure justice is always served, because it's not fair when bad people don't get in trouble, or when bad things happen to good people. Like my parents making me move to Smithville. You have to knock, Jonah says. His words pull me back. What's that? On the mirror. He says, his eyebrows scrunching together. You have to knock. I laugh. I'm not knocking on the mirror. Why would anyone knock on a mirror? They would if it was an accident. See, I was playing Flying Crocodile when... What's Flying Crocodile? I ask. An awesome new game I invented. I'm a pirate, and I'm being chased by crocodiles. Except my crocodiles can fly, and... Never mind, I say, regretting I asked. How did this lead you to the mirror? Well, when I was being chased by one of the flying crocodiles, one of the imaginary flying crocodiles, when I was being chased by one of the imaginary flying crocodiles, I tripped and smacked into the not imaginary mirror. It sounded like a knock. I'll do it again. Ready? Ready for what? I'm ready to get back into my toasty bed, but to him I say, go ahead. He lifts his fist and knocks. We wait. Nothing happens. Nothing's happening, I tell him. But then I hear a low hissing sound. Sss. My whole body tenses. I do not like hissing, especially hissing mirrors. Jonah? See? Now check this out. Look what happens when I knock twice. He knocks again, and a warm light radiates from the mirror, too. A warm purple light. See? Jonah says. Purple! Told you! My mouth goes dry. What is going on? Why is the mirror in our basement turning colors? Mirrors should not change colors. I do not like mirrors that change colors. This is when I went to get you, but I want to see what happens if I knock again. Three's a charm, right? Jonah, no! Too late. He's already knocking. A reflection in the mirror starts to shake. I don't like shaking mirrors any more than I like purple hissing mirrors. What's it doing? I whisper. My image is rippling like the surface of a lake. My insides are rippling, too. Have I mentioned that I want to be a judge because I like peace and order? and not rippling, hissing, purple-turning mirrors? It's alive! Jonah squeals. The ripples in the mirror spin in a circle like a whirlpool. We should go, I say as tingles creep down my spine. Like now. I try to pull Jonah away, but I can't. Our images are churning around and around and around in the mirror like clothes in the dryer, and we're being dragged toward the mirror. Jonah's right foot slides forward. His sneaker squeaks against the concrete floor. It wants my foot! Jonah cries. Well, it can't have it! I grab him tight. You can't have it, you mirror thing! I crane my neck toward the basement stairs. Mom! Dad! I yell. But they are two floors up, and I closed the basement door. Why did I close the basement door? I snuck into a basement in the middle of the night and closed the door? What is wrong with me? I need backup. Help! With my free hand, I reach out and grasp the leg of the desk. My fingers burn, but I will absolutely not let go of my brother or the desk leg. Whoosh! Suddenly, the whole world turns sideways. Jonah and I are horizontal. We wave in the air like human flags, which makes no sense. I don't like things that make no sense. Cool! Jonah hollers. Is he smiling? He is! He's smiling! How could he be having fun at a time like this? My brother's shoe disappears. Disappears right off his foot and goes into the mirror. No! Impossible! There's a really loud buzzing, and my brother's other shoe gets swallowed by the mirror, too. Slurp! My heart is racing, and I'm hot and cold at the same time, because that could not have just happened. None of this can be happening. And why weren't Jonah's shoes tied? Do I have to do everything myself? My slippers are suddenly sucked off my feet. So not my fault. You can't tie slippers. A book flies off the bookshelf and into the mirror, and another. All my parents' law books go swoop right off the bookshelf and into the mirror, their pages flapping like the wings of overexcited birds. The swivel chair scoots across the floor. Slurp! My brother's hands are slipping. Abby, he says, and for the first time tonight, my brother, who isn't afraid of anything, sounds scared. Hold on! I try to tighten my grip on his hand, but our palms are clammy. Pain shoots right from my fingers to my shoulders. I ignore it. I need to hold on. I have to hold on. Abby! No! I say, holding on even tighter. He flutters in the air. His eyes are wide and glowing purple. Jonah! I scream. No, no, no! I will not let the crazy mirror slurp up my brother! I'm in charge here! I will keep my brother safe! I let go of the leg of the desk and grab him with both hands. With a satisfied grumble, the mirror sucks us both inside.